You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Varian, and welcome to Open Mic. If this is your first time listening, Open Mic is a mixed format show where for the next hour, I'll kind of just be kind of here to hang out and vibe and talk and playing some music for y'all. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Birdie Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwilum, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Yesterday was Go Skate Day, which was pretty exciting. I attended my first Go Skate Day. For those who don't live in Vancouver, maybe unfamiliar with it, it's a day where all these skaters take to the streets and we just kind of like mob from spot to spot, just skating, watching, well, I didn't skate, but, you know, watching people like huck it off these huge gaps, but it was so much fun. I'm so beat today, but it was so fun. There was probably at least like 400 to 500 skaters just sort of like pushing around downtown, and with that many people, you know, skating in the streets, traffic kind of just has to yield. So it was kind of fun to like skate downtown, and the event finished off skating from Queen Elizabeth Theater across the Georgia Viaduct all the way to the Britannia Community Center, which was super nice, super fun to skate across that bridge. Yeah, but we're gonna get to some music quickly here. For my first track this week, I've got, let's see, Ein Sof from her album Mythical Hymnal, On My Bed, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. On my bed,
Is Bird Note. I'm Dara Miles Wilson, and I'm a naturalist with Montgomery Parks in Maryland. A decent pair of binoculars can considerably enhance your enjoyment of birds. Since they're an important tool for bird watching, here's a crash course on how to use binoculars. If you're picking up your binoculars for the first time, adjust your set to ensure the distance between the two barrels lines up with your eyes. The goal is to get a uniform, circular image when looking through the lenses. If you wear glasses, roll the eye cups down for more comfortable viewing. Next, find the diopter adjustment knob located on one of the barrels close to the eyepiece. It's usually near the right eye cup. Fine-tuning the diopter helps compensate for the differences between your eyes. Finally, adjust the thumb wheel, also called a focus wheel, in the center of your binoculars. Turning the wheel one way brings closer objects into focus. Going the other way focuses on distant objects. A professional trick is to look at the object with the naked eye first, then bring the binoculars up to your eyes instead of scanning for objects through the binoculars. Now you're ready to watch the wildlife. This week is Black Birders Week. To learn how to participate, follow the hashtag Black Birders Week on social media and visit birdnote.org.
And welcome back. That last track before that very informative bird note on binoculars was Soft Cult Someone to Me here on CGSF 90.1 FM. So I've been off the radio for like 2 weeks, kind of took like a bit of a hiatus. It all started with Thursday 3 weeks ago. Went to the skate park and kind of fell funny and twisted my elbow and had to go to the hospital because I thought I tore something. And so since then, I've been sort of recovering. My elbow's not been at sort of full range of motion yet, but I'm getting there. It's kind of surprising. I didn't realize, like, I feel like, you know, I figured my elbow was important, but it really, like, constricts a lot of things I can do with my dominant arm, where it's, like, I can't really, like, put arms through hoodies or, like, put any weight on it. I can't really... Your elbow really helps you, like, twist your wrists a little bit, too. So it's been funny because I've picked up playing Valorant. It's, like, this, like, competitive video game shooter. But the normal game I play is definitely a lot more, you know, it's a lot more flicky. It's a lot more actions per minute. And so I've now settled for the easier game on my wrist just because I just physically can't play the game I normally play, which is really funny and kind of a dig at my roommate who really loves that game, but it just goes to show that my game is better. But me injuring my elbow kind of came as a bit of like a, I want to say like a blessing in disguise. I've been like trying to get out of my job for a while. I can't really say what happened to my job, but I can't say what my job was, but I've since quit because I don't know. The restaurant got bought out and there was just new ownership and they were just kind of really cramping the style in that place and kind of, you know, cleaning house a little bit and firing some of my coworkers, which is not super cool, but, you know, that kind of gave me an opportunity to take some time off work and realize that I definitely did not want to work there. And since then, I've quit the place I work at, and I am immediately way happier, and it's a lot less stress in my life, and now it feels like my summer's really getting going, but, you know, I had my last day working there. It definitely was, like, an important place to me. Last summer, I, like, made a lot of really, really good friends there, and it was such a good, like, community space for me. And, man, that last day was definitely a little hard, saying goodbye to all my friends. And it's not goodbye, but, you know, just not working amongst them, you know, but on to better and bigger things, I suppose. But yeah, that injury gave me some time to really think about whether or not I really wanted to work there anymore. And, you know, while I got some time off to rest and recoup from my arm, yeah, I kind of realized that wasn't worth it. So, you know, I'm happy. I am unemployed, which is obviously a little bit stressful. But, you know, I think that, like, my summer is just getting started and, you know, there's a lot to do. Speaking of sort of summer activities, a good friend and listener of the show, my boy Eric, let us ride his sailboat, which was super, super cool. And it seems like such a, I mean, I've grown up in Vancouver my whole life, and it seems like such a funny and, you know, essential Vancouverite thing to, like, cruise a little sailboat around, around Jericho and, like, that sort of area. But it was super, super cool. I got some friends together, and Eric very graciously let us take his sailboat out, and it was a nice day too, so we actually got to sail and not just have to, like, putter around with the motor. It was super cool. And Eric was telling us about how he got this spot. He's got a spot in it was the Burrard Civic Marina, which according to him has such a humongous wait list for people who wanted to, like, dock their boats there. Apparently it's like a 7-year, 10-year, like, wait list to get in. And he was telling us the story about how he got in on this spot, which I thought was quite lucky. But essentially I think that the previous owner of the boat and by extension the lot at the Civic Marina had a lot of, like, unpaid debt or something. And so, you know, my buddy and his friend, they bought the boat offer essentially for $1. But the catch, like, the big caveat was they had to pay off her owings in Civic Marina. So they really, you know, I think it was definitely, like, one of the best investments ever. You know, he's got access to a sailboat and a very, very convenient place to dock. And it was such a fun day. We just sailed around, and he's even got, like, this little barbecue strap to his boat, which is really funny, but very scary when the boat's rocking, not to lose a sausage. But it was so fun. It was just my friends and just sort of, like, hanging out and grilling, and it was such a good time. And, you know, I mean, I guess today's the second day of summer, because yesterday was the 21st, but yeah, it really feels like summer's turning around for me, so I'm very happy for that. Anyways, I think I'm going to get to some more music here. What do we have for my next track, by an artist named Ramsey. It's Mille et Une Nuit off her album Hyphia, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Whoops.
Holding on to dreams where you belong. Only sunny days, never felt afraid. Clear mountain air, wind tangling your hair in the remembering. Vision shape shifting. You say you, you say you.
Hasta que no pueda soñar.